The truth is, no matter where you are on this journey called life, you must never stop growing. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Paul writes in the Bible that he has learned how to be content in whatever state he is. That's a good lesson to learn, how to find your comfort zone, whether you're up, down, or in between. We can be content with where we are or with what we have, but we must never be content to be what we are. Personal growth is like an escalator. You're either going up or down, but you're never standing still. Truth, all of us can stand a little growth these days. Even Paul writes in Philippians 3 and 14 that he does not consider himself to have taken hold of everything, but presses on towards the goal. In what areas of your life do you see measurable growth? In what areas do you need to grow? What weaknesses need to be strengthened today? What do you need to let go of in order to grab a hold of what God has for you? John Maxwell writes in his book, Leadership Gold, not only about what can help leaders lead a significant life, but also about his struggles. We can sometimes learn more from the points of struggles than we do from the steps to success. Maxwell writes frankly about the things he had to work on. He writes about being impatient, unrealistic about the time tasks take, and how difficult most processes are. He overestimates the abilities of others, assumes too much, delegates too quickly, determines priorities quickly, and wants to move on when others may not be ready. Maxwell is human, just like the rest of us. For me, I admit that I try to pack too much to do in too small a time frame. Thou shalt know thy limitations is one commandment that seems to fall off my 10 thou shalt not list. And you? What Maxwell demonstrates for us is that the first step to personal growth is to admit it. Lord, I admit I need help in this area. Yes, I've fallen short of the glory of God, but I also need to work on, well, you fill in the blank. Lord, with your guidance, I can commit time to deal with it, and I won't quit until this new change is a part of my daily living matrix. First, admit. Second, commit. And third, don't quit. Sounds like a plan. Start today in the presence of God. Go to your prayer space. Sit in the silence, listening for the still small voice of the Lord. As God reveals to you areas that you need to work on, make a list. Admit to it in prayer. Commit to deal with it, and don't quit until it's done. Change can happen. It can happen overnight. But most of the time, it happens over time. If someone points out an area where you need to grow in or grow beyond, add that to the list. The day will come when you'll be able to share the testimony, I once was blind, but now I see. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Admit, commit, but don't quit.